In today's headlines, a 22-year-old Marine Corps veteran, Willie Joseph Cancel, who traveled from the U.S. to join the war in Ukraine, was killed in the fighting there this week. Members of his family confirmed his death to multiple news outlets. Cancel is believed to be the first American fighter killed in the war. The U.S. military does not have troops on the ground in Ukraine, but Cancel was working for a private military contractor. He leaves behind his widow, Brittany, and a 7-month-old son. The Biden administration is considering canceling at least $10,000 in student loans per borrower through executive action. That's according to multiple people familiar with internal discussions. The White House has not yet finalized the proposal, but is planning for the relief to target lower and middle income Americans. On Thursday, President Biden said that he's not considering $50,000 in forgiveness per borrower, as some Democrats have suggested. Now, Biden has already canceled more student loan debt than any other president, by making it easier for Americans defrauded by for-profit colleges and for those working in the public sector to receive forgiveness through relief programs. But that has done little to ease the pressure he faces from progressives and younger voters in this midterm election year. The official announcement is expected within weeks. And millions of people across the South and Midwest face the threat of severe storms this weekend after a massive tornado tore through Andover, Kansas on Friday evening. That's a suburb of Wichita. Onlookers captured this menacing tornado on cell phone video, and emergency responders confirmed that miraculously there have been no significant injuries despite extensive damage there. And China's capital, Beijing, is tightening COVID restrictions despite official case numbers remaining in the dozens. Restaurants will only be open for delivery, and residents will need to show negative COVID tests to visit public spaces and use public transportation. Schools were also closed Friday. But officials will not say whether the city will go on full lockdown. Meantime, in Shanghai, which has been under lockdown for weeks, there were no new daily COVID cases outside of quarantine areas. And Naomi Judd, the Kentucky-born singer of the Grammy-winning duo The Judds and the mother of Winona and Ashley Judd, has died. The daughters, in a statement, said their mother died to, quote, the disease of mental illness. Naomi and Winona were set to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame tomorrow. Judd was 76 years old. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, our weekend spotlight with author Don Winslow on why he's turning his attention to political activism. And Ukrainian band Daka Baraka uses music to bring attention to the war in their homeland.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.